Now, obviously, you will know that the Irish Baptist College moved about 5 years ago from Sandown Road in Belfast to Moira. They're just about a mile or so outside of Moira Village. And we're so thrilled that the Lord has provided these facilities. And we want to give a warm welcome to anybody who comes into the Baptist Centre. And you can see that it is a welcoming building to start with. I hope that you will find, in fact, I'm sure you'll find, that if you drop in to say hello someday, that you will find a warm welcome there. Not just for students, potential students, but also for anybody who wants to come and see what we're doing in the college. Now, obviously, in college, there is a primary emphasis on learning. And if you're going to learn, then you've got to listen. And you can see here, I think, that that's John Burney doing a bit of teaching. And the students are listening avidly to what he's saying. We have a library there in college, which I think we need to be proud of. We've got a, you don't see it on this slide, but we've got a new winder system, which I really had to get used to, because what it does is it compacts the library, and then you're able to wind the shelf along so that you have more space and you can actually get more books in. It's a system that I had to get used to. I'm getting used to it, and I think there's enormous potential in it. But we're so delighted about our library. That's one of the areas, incidentally, where there is great expense. You will know that any books are expensive to buy. And if we want to furnish our library with good books, then we need support and finance to do that. We've got computer facilities in the library as well. This is just another feature of the library there. Got about six computers with internet facility for the students. Now, how could we train students for the work of the ministry without emphasizing to them the importance of prayer? And one of the strong features of the training that we offer is that fellowship that John and Billy and I enjoyed years ago, and that continues to be a feature of life in the college. Prayer for one another, prayer for God's world, prayer for our churches, prayer for the future, that God will lead people and open doors for them into his service. So we pray. We also sing. I wondered about this when I came to the college about a month and a half ago, what the singing would actually be like in morning prayers. And I've been so encouraged, and I'm glad to tell you today, that the singing would actually raise the roof at times. And that's not because I've come, let me assure you, but there is really good singing and a sense of fellowship there as we worship God together at the morning prayer time. Now, what's happening at the Irish Baptist College? Well, obviously, we need students. And each year, year on year, new students come. And here are some of the faces and some of the places from which they come this year. You can see that it's a very international community. I hope you can read all of that. We've got people from as far away as Ballymena, and then even beyond that, a little bit further, from the land of India. And I've had a little bit of experience of that land recently in the month of January. I'll mention it later. And we're delighted to have a brother there from North India at college. So it's an international community. That brings a tremendous strength because we have people from all around the world who bring their perspective and share their fellowship with us. So we're delighted to have these new students. They're happily involved in all of college life. College life is a varied life. It's not just about study. There are other aspects to it as well. You can see them sitting there in the lecture room at the top, and then there's eating. And some of the richest times of fellowship I ever had at the Baptist College were at lunchtime. And then you can see there's recreation. We've got our table tennis table, highly competitive. I've steered away from that because I'm kind of competitive, and I don't want to lose my testimony around the table tennis table, but it's a highly competitive situation there in recreation. And then there's outreach and evangelism. And one of the annual features of college life is that evangelism teams go out, and I'm not sure if Lisburn Church have ever had an evangelism team before working alongside the church from the college in the area, but we had one a couple of years ago there in Coleraine, and it was such a tremendous experience to have these students from the college working alongside the church, not doing the work of the church for them, but coming to share in the work that we were already doing. And it's a tremendous way for folks to learn, not just book learning, but practical learning as well. And tonight I'll say more about that, because the new course that we're devising is going to be very much on a vocational basis. Now, there are staff changes taking place. I'll just give you a quick mention of that. I'll say more tonight about it. We're very sad to be saying goodbye to John Burney, our Director of Training. I'm sure you know John very well. And John is going to work with the Slavic Gospel Association. And he's made such a contribution to the work of the college over 17 years. And tribute was paid to him here in this building on Wednesday evening. And we want to say thank you to him for all that he has contributed. He'll be leaving at the end of June, and a new training director, Nigel Young, is coming on board. There's also one or two other very dodgy looking characters coming to the college. And I joined just about a month ago. I'm finding my feet at the minute. Somebody asked me today out at the door, well, how are you settling into your new job? And I said, it's like any new job. Because people are ringing up on the telephone asking me questions, and I'm saying, could you hold the line a wee minute, and I'll find that out for you. I'll come back to you in a minute, because I've got to go and ask somebody where something is or a detail about it. It's like any new job. You feel newfangled. But I'm so delighted to be there, to be working with colleagues, and to be having input into the lives of students. It's such a thrilling thing to think what God may do in their lives for the future. Now, we're developing a new course, and I'm not going to say very much about this morning. I'll say a little bit more this evening. It's a vocational course designed to prepare people very specifically for the work of ministry and mission. It's a biblical course. It is a ministry-relevant course, as I've said, and there will be a three-stream curriculum. Let me show you very quickly just what they are. I'm not going to go through each of these individual things. Biblical studies will be a paramount feature of this course. Christian thought, church history, stuff like that. Very dear to my heart, I have to say. Can't remember whether Billy or John were just as avid about this, but that's one of my pet hobbies, or pet hobby horses, I should say. Church history, historical theology. This is coming. Yep. Ministry studies. Now, this is the material that John Burney was very much hands-on in teaching. And we've got a new person coming in. I don't know how you've heard this, but Pastor Alan Baird, previously from the Malile Church, well, still in the Malile Church, is going to be coming to do our ministry studies tutoring. And we're thrilled about that and excited with all of the experience that Alan has over many years in the pastorate to be able to share that experience with our students. And I'll say more about that this evening. The emphasis then is on practical training. Doesn't mean that we're dumbing the course down. I was in a church recently and somebody said, does this mean that the course becomes, as this person put it, Mickey Mouse? I said, hold on a second. No, in fact, it's probably more onerous than it's ever been before. But it will have a very practical orientation. We envisage a series of placements, year one in your home church, year two in another church, and then year three, a variety of ministry opportunities with the possibility of a cross-cultural exchange and supervision and feedback through all of those 3 years. This course will be validated or accredited, I should say, by a university. We've been in discussion with the University of Wales at Lampeter. But I want to emphasize this morning. Very important thing to remember. Very important. The new curriculum has not been designed by the university, but by the college. We have absolute 100% control of the content and the delivery of this course. So it's not that outside bodies are interfering in what we're doing. This will be a course for students at the Irish Baptist College, designed by the management committee of the college, to prepare people for the work of the pastorate in our Irish Baptist churches and in the mission field as well. And there'll be a great deal of flexibility in that also. So I don't want to say any more just now, but just to give you a flavour of college life this morning, to tell you that it is a vibrant community of people training for the Lord's service. We're thrilled to see that international aspect to what's going on. I don't think maybe we had that to the same extent in past years. But our primary aim, this is our ambition, is to fill vacancies in our churches. That's really what we want to do. We want to see men coming out of this college to go into vacant churches and lead God's people right throughout our association in this island. And we want to see people being prepared effectively for the work of mission, not just in our Irish Baptist missions, but beyond that as well. Those are our chief ambitions. It's not to say that you will never be able to come to the college if you just want to expand your Bible knowledge and do a course to help you get to know the Bible better. We're not saying that. But our primary aim, this is what we want to achieve, is to prepare people for God's service in pastoral work and in mission. So we solicit your support. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your interest. We ask for you to think about the college as your college, because it is your college. It's not my college or the college of two or three people who happen to teach in it, but it's your college, and we'd love you to take that on your heart and to give us your full support in the days that lie ahead. So thank you for listening to that. I should say that there is a display in the foyer, and on the way out you maybe could take a minute or two just to have a look through some of the materials that are there on the desk. We've got our Friends of the College newsletter. It's always a very interesting piece. This is the latest one from March 2007, and there are a number of copies of that. And if you'd like to maybe get that personally in future, you can actually sign up for that, and it'll be delivered to you. And then there are a number of little brochures about the various courses that we offer at the college. We've got our Ladies Study Fellowship. We've got evening courses. And this larger one here is really a kind of mini prospectus. It gives you the full range of all that we offer in the Irish Baptist College. Now, that new course, I don't have any materials for you on that just yet, but I'll explain a little bit more about it this evening. The course will not be designed to start until 2008, so we haven't got the materials for that yet, but I'll explain more about that this evening.